This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At the site of last week's fatal collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge after it was struck by a disabled cargo ship, there's word crews have opened a second temporary channel to move ships in and out of the harbor. A third deeper channel's in the works to allow larger vessels. They're shooting for late April for that and full ship traffic perhaps by late May. President Biden visits the site today. Meanwhile, crews aboard eight large cargo ships, including the one that hit the bridge, are still stuck aboard waiting. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes went out to one of the stranded ships, along with the port's chaplain, to see how crews are getting by.
At the Baltimore International Seafarer Center, port chaplain Joshua Messick is gathering his supplies for the day. Coffee and chocolate.
It's nice to come bearing gifts. Yeah.
Messick is bringing the treats to the crew of the Fatra Nuri. It's a Thai cargo ship that's docked just a short distance from the collapsed Key Bridge. Now it's stuck in Baltimore indefinitely. And it's part of Messick's job to take care of the crew members on the ships that are here.
They are the men and women that move the world. And they go unseen quite frequently, unnoticed, and honestly unappreciated.
Messick drives his 10-passenger van to the terminal, parks, and climbs up the metal gangway to the ship. It delivered aluminum here. And now, Captain Prastya Pranksiang says they're just sitting tight.
We have no choice. We just do whatever we can.
And what they can do is maintenance, like checking the engine and the power systems on the ship. Everyone on here is on a 6 or 9 month contract, and they're getting paid, even if the ship's docked and there's less to do. Today, Messick is driving eight of the crew members to a shopping mall. The ship's chief engineer, Pisset Tamaka Tanakilai, says he needs snacks.
For buy some food, some drinks.
Am I taking you to the liquor store, too?
Yes.
It's Tamaka Tanakilai's 37th birthday on Monday, and they need to stock up. But only about half of all seafarers currently stuck here in Baltimore have visas to go ashore, by Messick's estimate. And he worries about them.
Their tasks are limited. There's only so much to be done. So my concern is a spiral into tedium that would affect them on an emotional, psychological level.
Messick says it's his job to try to break up the monotony, keep people from getting bored and depressed, and as an Episcopal priest, to provide spiritual guidance when it's wanted. He might also try to host a crab dinner on some of the ships.
I want to bring some of Baltimore to them. It would be the pity of the world if we couldn't show them what Charm City has to offer.
Messick wants to take the stranded crews on field trips, to Orioles games, to see historic ships, for cookouts, so they can interact with the community. And he says it's also a rare chance for the community to learn about the crucial role seafarers play in our economy. At the Port of Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.